Hello. Hello.
Good morning, Victoria. Can you hear
Good
me?
morning.
Good morning,
Yes.
Victoria. It's Albert Ramirez calling you on a recorded line. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Give me just 1 minute, Abra. I'm sorry. Hello.
Sure.
Hello.
Hi. Okay. So, how's your morning so far?
Morning's going, I guess it's going good.
It's going? All right. Well,
Yeah. How you doing?
you know what? I've been out all week. I'm just getting back. I've been illing. Kate tried to come in for a couple hours yesterday. I bet just didn't sound right. So I don't like to be around people that sound sick, so I sounded sick, so I left.
Oh yeah,
You know, I
definitely.
just protect other people, you know what I mean? Can't be selfish. Gotta,
Yeah.
you know, keep people safe. People have underlying conditions, stuff like that, so you gotta make sure you're good to people.
That's totally understandable.
Yeah. So do you have a few minutes then for me to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Popovera lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you file a claim?
No.
Didn't. Okay. And I do need to remind you, I think I said this at the beginning, but we're speaking on a recorded line.
Okay.
And then part two to the attorney question is, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this matter, signed documents with another firm?
No.
You haven't done that, right?
No.
Okay. And you're filing the claim on your for your behalf or for somebody else?
On my behalf.
Okay. And what was your injury after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
You said what was my injury?
Yeah, after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year.
I had a brain tumor. I was diagnosed with a brain tumor.
Meningioma brain tumor?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. And do you recall when you got diagnosed with that?
Yes, I got diagnosed June 15th, 2022.
Man, you remember that day specifically.
Yes.
Sorry to hear that. And ma'am, are you a resident? Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And what's your date of birth, please?
10/13/1999.
Okay, so that's October 13, 1999. And then, by any chance, did you or any of your girlfriends, family, anybody else take the double contraceptive shot that you know of?
My sister did. I got another friend that did. I told them about you. My sister should be I don't know if she might get she should be getting contact with you. But if not, I'm gonna
Okay.
have can I give her your contact information to call contact you?
Yeah, please do. So you have my text info there. You could just forward her my text.
Okay.
Okay, so you're gonna have your sister.
My sister and my friend should give you a call.
And friend to call. And once we're done, once we take care of business with you, if you want to send them a text, maybe like a group text and include me with it, that's up to you. You know, we can get them connected, okay?
Okay.
All right. Next, we're going to talk about the Depo-Provera contraceptive specific drug. Did you receive a Depo-Provera pill or Depo-Provera shot?
Hey, what? Can you repeat that again?
Was it a Depo-Provera shot or a pill?
Yes. It was the shot.
Okay. And did you consume the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
The P visor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And did you ever switch to the generic version?
No.
Okay, thanks. And let's see. How many years did you use it? Do you recall when you started using it?
Yes, I have been using the product for like 4 years.
When did you start using it?
I started using it February 2018.
Okay. So 23?
Sir.
Did you stop using it in the year 2023?
No, I stopped using it 2022.
2022? What month?
May 2022.
Do you recall what month? Was it beginning of the year, middle of the year, end of the year?
I don't quite remember. I just know sometime in May. It was
Okay.
probably like it was probably towards the end, if I'm not mistaken. Like, yeah,
End of May?
it was yeah towards the end of it, yeah.
Okay. So like May 20th? Or 25th? You said towards the end of May?
Yeah, it has been sometime towards the end of May.
Like, is the 20th okay? 25th okay?
25th would be fine.
Okay, and that was 2022.
Yes.
Okay, so that was 18, so 19, 20, 21, 22, so 4 years. And within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
I used it one time in 3 months.
Every 3 months? Okay. Okay. So it's safe to say you used Depo-Provera after 1992, correct? 2018 is after 92, correct?
2018 is after 8. You said after 92?
Yeah, 1992. You used Depo-Provera after 1992, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And main injury was the brain tumor. And for HIPAA purposes, can you please share with me your gender?
Female.
Sorry. Okay, thank you.
It's okay. You okay? You good?
Yeah, sorry about that. And Victoria, I have your first name of Victoria, correct?
Yes.
All right, thanks. Do you have a middle name, Ms. Shaw?
Naomi.
Naomi?
Yes.
What's your social, please?
637
Mm-hmm.
684383.
Okay. And may I please have your email address?
NEK ARNETT@gmail.com.
Okay. Neckarnett@gmail.com, something like that.
Yes, neekneekgarnett@gmail.com.
Oh, Deek. Okay, got it. Yeah, I just made something up, didn't I? My bad.
Hey, that's how a lot of people think. They be like, Nick. I'm like, no, it's
Oh man, what made you think of that one?
It's a nickname for like my cousin. I basically just use her, like it's mine, but you know, I use her email.
That's a good one. Okay, next, let me please have your home address.
1601 Allen Lane,
Did you say Allen
apartment
Lane?
16 1601
Yep.
Allen Lane, Allen, and then Lane.
What city?
It's kind of Texas, 75501, and it's apartment 30.
Apartment 30, okay. Okay, next. Administering. Was Ethel Provera administered by a doctor, their medical staff, or by yourself? Who administered the shot?
You said, oh, Dr. Dendra Bingham. Bingham, I mean. So I'd be getting her name mixed up.
Okay, no worries. Give me a sec. I gotta pull up her info. And you said Doctor what?
Dr. Dendra Bingham.
Beanham?
Dr. Dendra Bingham.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Wait. Was you asking, like, was she the one that gave me the shot?
Yeah, who's the person that administered? Yeah, who gave you the shot?
She was the one that gave me the shot.
Dr. Dendra? And doc, what's the last name of Dr. Dendra?
Bingham.
Can you spell that?
Bingham.
Bingham? Got it. Is she at 5002 Cowhorn Creek Road?
Yes. She was a OBGYN.
Okay. What's the name of the facility that she works for?
You said, oh, Christian St. Michael's Health Center. Health System.
What's it called?
Christian St. Michael Health System.
And that's at the 5002 Cowhorn Creek?
Oh, no, that's it. No, the address is 26. My bad. I'm sorry. It's 2600 St. Michael Drive.
2600 Saint Michael.
Drive. Texas County, Texas 75503.
Okay, one sec. And you said the name of the facility one more time. I'm gonna look it up.
Christus, Christus
Christus Medical Center.
St. Michael Health System.
Christus St. Michael Health
Health
System.
System.
I see it. They're at 2600 Saint Michael Drive.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're doing great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I have the phone number of 903-614-1000. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, 614-1000, yes, sir.
Okay. Man, off for a few days and feel like I'm having to ride a bike, learn how to ride a bike all over again.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's okay, love. I made it through with the help of family members.
Are you off work today?
I'm actually going to go in. I'm a home health care. I just go to clients' house and clean up for them. And some days I can sit at home. I don't have to go there.
Gotcha. I got to backtrack real quick. Can you confirm you took at least 16 shots in those 4 years? It was like 4 shots a year for 4 years, right?
Yeah, I only took it one time.
What's that?
I only took it one time in 3 months.
I'm saying were you taking the shot every 3 months?
Yes.
One time every 3 months, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that would be 16 times total.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, next. Pharmaceutical information. Who prescribed you? Was it also the same doctor?
You said who prescribed me?
Yeah, who prescribed the Depo-Provera? Was it also Deandra Bingham? Was it your OBGYN?
No, the doctor was James Callahan. He was the one that did the treatment.
I want to make sure we're on the same page. I need to know who prescribed you the injection.
Oh, yeah, it was Dr. Bingham.
Bingham, right? Same person.
Yes,
I'm sorry,
I got confused because he was the doctor that released me from the hospital. He was the one that discharged me and gave
Oh,
me
we're gonna get that next. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get that. And were you treated all at the same place, or was it different places where you got treated?
It was all at the same place.
Oh, very cool. I'm glad to make it easier for you to not have to remember so much.
Yeah.
Okay, I got that info now. May you please share your pharmacy name?
I was using Walmart Supercenter. It's 4000 New Boston Road, Cheshire County, Texas.
4000 New Boston mm-hmm. Road?
Mm-hmm. Cheshire County, Texas, 75501.
Yeah. That is such an interesting name, huh?
Yes.
Texarkana.
Yes, because it got like two cities together, Texas
yep.
and Arkansas.
Yeah, I know. That's funny. Do you remember the phone number to that Walmart Supercenter Pharmacy? I can pull it up. Don't worry about it. I got you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I got you. Excuse me. Okay, 903-831-3023. Okay, next. What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
Yes, it was the CT scan. I had a CT scan.
Oh, sorry. There's claustrophobia, huh?
Yes.
Who was your diagnosis doctor?
My diagnosis doctor.
Uh-huh.
It was Dr. James Calhoun.
James Calhoun?
Yeah, James Cassie. I didn't pronounce it right. Look, you pronounced it good. I always pronounce his name like that, James Calhoun. And he don't ever say nothing. He just laughs and guys just be like, what? Is I'm saying it wrong?
Oh, that's funny. And where's his practice, Dr. James Calhoun? Is he also at the same spot there? Also at Christus?
Yes, he's at Christus St. Michael's. At the same address, the 2600.
Okay. Got it. Dr. James Calhoun, MD. Blonde gentleman?
Yeah.
Yep, I got his info right here. And he's also at a Christus St. Michael, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I wish all of my clients were as chill as you.
yeah. What do most of them do? They stress you out.
Well, you'd be surprised. Sometimes, the condition sometimes gets the best of people, you know.
Yeah.
And you might not remember all the things, or you don't feel good enough to want to do it at the time, you know.
Yeah.
So it's tough.
I've been learning to cope with it. I move around a lot. I do a lot of studies a little bit so I can keep myself focused and going and try not to think about it so much. And
oh, it's awesome. No, you have a really good your vibe is good, you know.
Thank you. Your vibe is good also.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that.
He's a nice gentleman.
I appreciate that. And that's all credit to my folks, my mom specifically.
Look, I wish most men were like you. Respectful and, you know, a nice gentleman like you is. I guess most parents wasn't on their tail like that.
Well, I also had seven sisters that were also part of my upbringing where they taught me a lot about, you know, women and at a young age to where I just understand y'all better.
Mm-hmm.
than most dudes out there. Okay, my next question is prior cancer diagnosis. Did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
Prior cancer diagnosis?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, where did you ever been diagnosed with cancer prior to?
No, I never been diagnosed with any other cancer, no.
Okay. And did you ever receive radiation treatment prior to your meningioma diagnosis?
Yes, I did. Yes, I had brain surgery, the radiation therapy.
But hold up. The question is, did you ever receive radiation treatment prior to your meningioma?
Yes. Like the treatment?
No. So before you were diagnosed with meningioma, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before all that, like, did you have radiation treatment for something else at one
no,
point?
Sir.
Okay.
No,
Got it. It's a tricky question.
sir. Yeah, I thought you asked what was my treatment for, like treatment.
And what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma? Was it radiation or chemotherapy?
Yes, it was a brain surgery, radiation therapy.
Brain surgery.
I was a observation under doctor for a few days in the hospital.
Okay, I'm gonna definitely need that coming up soon. And who was your treating doctor? What was his or her name?
Was the treating doctor?
Yeah, was it also Dr. James Calhoun?
Yes, sir. Dr. James
Okay.
Calhoun.
All right, thank you. Good old copy and paste. Let's go.
Look, it helps you move a lot quicker, don't it?
And that's also sometimes when people don't, you asked me earlier about like other clients of mine, where sometimes it's difficult if they have multiple locations that they gotta go to. And then when you don't quite remember all this off the top of your head, so sometimes if I don't find it right away, it could be a little frustrating for people.
It do, because I'm not gonna lie to you, I can forget in a quick sec, and I have to sit there and think for a minute, like, hold on, let me refresh my memory, because I gotta think.
Okay, next question is, do you have a family history of meningioma?
No.
Okay. And you said you were hospitalized for meningioma, right?
Yes, I was.
What were the dates that you were hospitalized?
I was hospitalized for a few days. It was June 20th, 2022.
June 20th, 2022. And you said for 2 days or 3 days?
No, I said that's what I was saying. I was under the observation for a few days in the hospital.
Okay, so a few, like 3 days?
No. I didn't get discharged till a month later, to like
Oh,
July 18, 2022.
July 18th. Oh my gosh, that's a minute.
Yes.
Well,
But
that's
they
why you're
had me
doing
under the
better.
observation. Yeah, but they had me under the observation while I was there for the few days,
Gotcha.
for a few days, and then.
Okay, is there any medical notes, anything you want to share aside of what you shared with me about you had surgery and then you had the radiation treatment? Is there anything else that you feel that I should write down for the attorneys? Or should the medical records speak on their behalf, on them?
Yeah, yes,
Okay.
yes. I think that's all I was gonna say. Everything that I remembered, I answered for you.
Okay. Next is medical records. Do you have medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis? Will you be able to help obtain them?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have access to your MyChart login?
No, sir.
You don't? Okay.
Yes, can you give me just a minute?
Okay, so here's the last section is emergency contact. If you choose, if you it's up to you, your option, if you'd like to list an emergency contact in case of we're not able to reach you for an extended period of time. We found that it helps. It's a precaution, helps prevent disruptions in your case. If necessary, we'll contact them. Do you have a emergency contact you want to share?
No, this is the only phone number that I use.
Okay, so no. Okay, next, what I need to do is because, like I mentioned earlier, this call is being recorded for quality assurance. So what I'm going to do right now is go over some of the key points here to make sure I don't have any errors, didn't miss anything. These are law firm requirements. So we'll start off with number one is I confirm that you don't have representation from an attorney. And I also confirmed that you were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera. Also confirm that you use the injection for 1 or more years, the equivalent of 4 shots once every 3 months. Also confirm that it was the Pfizer Depo-Provera, did not switch over to generic. Also, you received the injections after 1992, and you did confirm that you want to participate, and the statute of limitations is okay. This is all recent from 2022. Okay, next, let's make sure I have your spelling correct and your address.
Yes, building 17, apartment 7.
Yep, Victoria Naomi, and Naomi is Naomi, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then 637-684383, email address arnett@gmail.com, 903-708-3415, mobile 1601 Allen Lane, apartment 30, Texarkana, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And everything else looks good. Okay, let me go ahead. I'm going to text you and email you right now. The contract is a DocuSign. Have you ever did a DocuSign?
No.
It's an electronic signature. It's very,
Mr.
it's
Michael,
very, yeah, you should be getting a text pretty soon. You get it?
I went to my Gmail.
Yeah, I texted and emailed it both.
Okay.
If you need help, let me know what you see and I can walk you through it. Basically, you're looking for yellow boxes and clicking on next, adapting a signature. How you doing over there?
I think I'm doing okay. I'm doing a signature.
Oh, nice.
My signature ain't the best, but it's okay.
It's all good. Long as it's just not a little squiggly line, it will be fine. You gotta make an attempt to do a signature, please. I got one rejected because it was just like a line. Like a little squiggly, like a worm.
See, you had to get a little better, huh? Dang.
Had to resend
Okay,
Yep.
so it has been completed.
Okay.
The agreement has been signed successfully.
Give me a quick second. Today's a 16. Boom, you are done. Okay, so what to expect next is my team is going to review our call, make sure everything's on the up and up, I didn't miss anything. And then after that, you should be getting a call from the attorneys within like 48 hours or so. Okay?
All right.
And please do
What
me a favor.
so the attorneys go over my case?
Yeah, they'll be calling you and validating information. They'll give you and let you know what to expect.
Okay.
But in the meantime, when are you going to be able to put me in contact with your sister and who was the other person?
My friend.
Your friend? Okay. I mean,
Mm-hmm.
if you don't mind, send them a text, and maybe like a group text with one of them with my info, and we'll start the communication.
Okay, I
All
sure
righty.
will.
All right. Well, it's been
Yes,
my absolute pleasure, Victoria. You're awesome. You're a great
it
person.
was a pleasure talking
Thank you. You have a
to
good
you.
day now, okay? Stay
You have a
blessed.
good day too, Will. You too.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
All right.